Etc. My name is Dave Packer, and I hereby welcome you to the June edition of the Year of Shame Challenge podcast 2020. June. That's right, listener. We are 6 months through the challenge. We are officially halfway. So, from halfway around the world, the bass playing anaesthetist, who definitely hasn't fiddled with any of his victims, patients, whilst they've been under, Your Honour, it's Dwayne Pearson.
You absolute knobber.
Comedy gold.
Hi. Hi, good.
No, you knobber.
Good to see you. It's been too long.
Right, next. Next, he's halfway between cuddly uncle and cyber pervert. It's Birmingham's one and only IT Lothario. That's right, ladies. He'll turn you on, then off, but then he'll turn you back on again. Stuart Whitehouse.
All right, Dave. All right,
comedy
Dave.
Gold. Wow.
Hi.
If he stepped out of his front door and walked in a single direction for 10 minutes, he'd be halfway to his neighbour's house. Is the millionaire tech mogul Wales' answer to Elon Musk, only without the looks, hair, or personality? It's Richard Purvis.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I'm glad we gave you an extra 3 days for these intros.
And finally, halfway through this morning's breakfast, the man who eats so slowly the length of his lunch breaks is crippling the overpriced, unnecessary power station door industry he's stealing a living from. It's the man with the hairiest bristles in Bristol. It's James Yarwood.
Hey. Credit where credit's due. They were quite good. I'll give you that one. They were good.
How are we then, fellas? We all right?
Yeah, good. Day. Thank you very much, buddy. Yes.
Excellent.
It is July.
What did I say?
No, it is July, but this is June. The June episode.
Yeah. This is the June edition.
We're just late because you decided to move house.
Because of you, Dave. Because of you, we are late.
But what a move it was. Right, so anyway, so we're halfway. So let's find out what our resident Yossers have been up to. And also, gentlemen, I would like your feelings on, as we're on the halfway point, your feelings on the challenge so far. How are you coping? Are you feeling happy or are you feeling crappy? So let's start with you, well, Dwayne.
Would that go into the pile progress section? Are we,
no, it
are
would
we
not.
Emerging? Sorry, you're the host. God, sorry.
Stop interfering.
What you've been up
to? Backseat driver.
What you've been up to?
Pervert.
The format is Stuart for this bit. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, well,
outside of gaming,
no, starting with me,
in general, I'm about to explain it to you. I thought we'd sort this out earlier, but obviously not.
Yeah,
what are you up to outside of gaming, and what are your general feelings on the challenge? Nothing to do with pile progress. Just what are your general feelings at the halfway mark?
Yeah, I thought Dave would fuck this bit up, but we it's Stu. You have done it anyway.
Stu's
Dave has
it.
Been
Stu's
total control. It. Total control.
That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like about it. I'm not happy about it.
So cut this out, Dave. Carry
Dwayne,
on. Ask the question.
Dwayne, how are you feeling? What you've been up to?
So I've not really been up to too much. I finished reading June. It's quite weird. I got to the end of it, thought, well, actually, not a lot really happened. It was quite bizarre, but still an amazing book. Still really looking forward to the movie coming out, if it comes out in December. Getting annoyed at toxic gamers, particularly with relation to that. I don't know if you saw the article about the guys suing Twitch because he was a inept wanker, literally.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's a guy who... he's trying to sue Twitch because basically he spends too much time watching girls particularly on Twitch, and ending up pleasuring himself, and so he's chafed his penis. And I'm like, really? I'm like, really? That's just horrendous. And then there's also the whole thing of like the whole thing surrounding The Last of Us 2 with people kind of like messaging actors, voice actors like the girl who played Ellie, like death threats and stuff, and I'm just like, seriously guys, this is like so shit. How can we be as a community be so fucking horrendous? This is, it's actually really bad. But anyway, moving on, I don't want to talk about it too much.
Stay out of the internet.
I know, Dwayne. It just drives me mad. Back off.
Back off from the internet and don't read tweets.
No, I shouldn't. I should just sort of hide myself in a little bubble somewhere. Been watching The People vs. OJ, which is probably quite well-timed considering what's going on in the world. Again, move away from that. I don't want to talk about politics. But the big news for me...
Yes, you teased this.
This the second big news I've had tonight.
We'll get to you in a second, young Richard. Big news for me. On Friday afternoon, I had a phone call from a nice chap in Immigration New Zealand. I have been granted residency.
Yay! Congratulations!
So the letter I sent to the government
didn't
is
work.
Not
didn't,
like,
didn't work.
Saved.
Sorry.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good. 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 Good.
We're definitely rid of you for good.
Yeah. It's a bit of a process still. I've got to do 2 years as resident, then I have to apply for permanent residency, and then once I've had that for 3 years, I can apply for citizenship. But that's my goal, long term.
Excellent. So
hey, that's awesome news.
You can finally stay the fuck out of our politics.
Yeah, and gladly so.
He never needs to come
well
back
done,
again.
So. Dwayne, well done, mate. Well done.
Well done. You have Gladriel as your bloody prime minister. Well done. And I'm stuck with bloody Sauron.
We don't say his name.
Don't say his name. And
Sauron.
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 He who shall not be named.
Feelings about the old Year of Shame challenge. Halfway, yeah, it's kind of flown. It's been...
Is it starting to bite?
For me, not so much, because there hasn't really been that many
games. Because you finished
all your games. Oh, shut up, you. Haven't been that many games where I've like been desperate to have, apart from The Last of Us 2, which obviously I played as my gift, so I've got it. But there's nothing else which I was like going, I really want that. I mean, there are a couple of games maybe I might have like dipped into... Had I not been playing, doing this challenge, I might have gone for, but I don't think I've missed them. And I've still got a few games to get through, so I think...
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Fuck off.
Right, thank you, Dwayne. So you're okay with the challenge, right?
I think I'm doing okay. I'm not feeling it too much. It's okay. I think the lack of games coming out this year for my interests has kind of... made it slightly easy for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Richard Purvis?
Yo.
What you been up to? How are you feeling about the challenge?
Oh, mate.
And what's your news?
What's my news is... No, I'm not going to go. I can't reveal the news. We just had... Well, I can't do. Fuck it. No one listens to this. I played my wife, the Dave Southall... audio clip, which I don't want to blow, but we've got a real star coming up. But he says Frank Skinner at the beginning of it, okay? So I'm not going to blow that. But I told her it was actually Frank Skinner, and so she thinks that Frank Skinner...
I'm joking.
Since you know Frank Skinner.
Yeah. Yeah, and that has levelled up the importance of this podcast to me, yes, because just previously this podcast that... we had a rather uncomfortable dinner where I had a very nice Thai dinner, and then my daughter decided to announce something at dinner that was very important and personal to her, which probably shouldn't put on a podcast, but it was certainly something that a father should pay attention to. And then the reason why I just left the recording a minute ago was because I was being pulled up for looking at my watch during the big announcement. And
when you're done.
I have a podcast at 9 and Frank Skinner's on it. So I am embroiled in a web of lies right now.
What's going to happen when they find out it's not Frank Skinner?
Well, luckily no one listens to this podcast except... David. who should be obliged to pretend to be Frank Skinner if asked.
Hang on, I have it on good authority. At least two other people listen to this.
Fine. Okay, so Daryl and Joe.
Okay, yeah.
Please keep my sister alive. apart from that, work and golf. Got back into golf. Shot an 88 in golf. Anyone works
what,
out?
Real
by
golf
the way,
or computer golf?
Real golf. Like I haven't played golf for a year, but something last month inspired me to get back out on the golf course. And I have been ripping it up. It's been brilliant. It's the best golf I've ever played. And that's absolutely no lie, Dave. So
all thanks to Dave.
I'm happy to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
What about your feelings towards the challenge, mate? What do you think?
So, I'm good with it. I've wasted a lot of time this month on, this morning I was struggling to think of what I wanted to do next. So I've kind of done the major games and I am a little bit worried that the next month I won't go into what I've tried to play, but yeah, no, I'm cool up to now. A couple of things have started to worry me, but my general feeling of the challenge is absolutely fine. I've got loads of games I should be playing, and there isn't really any games that have dragged me back. So yeah, I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm feeling strong. I can get through this, man.
Top man. Top man. Stuart.
Yes. David.
What
are you
gonna
help
mate?
You?
What do you think about the challenge?
What do I think about the challenge? Oh, 6 months in.
Are you at the stage where you feel like you want to cheat yet?
No.
He already has cheated.
Okay. I'm not a cheater and I haven't cheated. No, I mean, personally, joking aside, I don't know. It just feels hard. But saying that, apart from The Last of Us, which I haven't got, that's the only thing really I want at this moment. But interestingly enough, Last of Us was released last week, was it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now a week has gone. Now what I'm allowed to say is making all this redundant because now I want it. No. It's like now that hype curve has now dipped down a bit. I feel like, oh, okay. And now I'm making an active decision. Well, I'm trying to stay out all the spoilers for 6 months, which is going to be really hard. Well, it's just not that hard, just don't read stuff. So I'm in a lull. I've gone back to, well, when we get on Pole Progress I'll mention it all there, but I've just gone in.
So you've had a craving, but it's passed
For The Last of Us, yeah, but it's not passed because I know I'm going to play that game and it will definitely be played next year. But when it was released and I saw everybody on the PSN, my friend list, everybody playing it and thinking, oh, this is a game I so badly want. And now it's sort of the curve now has gone down. So
it's absolutely the teaching of this, isn't it? Is it that even next year, if you're going to take anything away, just get the first through 2 weeks of the hype out of the way and then make a decision.
It's just the worst thing as well. I mean, the thing is though, I mean, look at Nintendo tax, their games hold their value. But The Last of Us, that will probably be £20. Next year, in January, because it'll probably be in the Christmas sale, you know, and so I'll pick it up really, and it'll probably be the patched version, so it'll probably be the best version as well. But the thing is, though, there's nothing like having it then, and it's not like now, is it?
I don't think you could buy the first Last of Us for £20 now, could you?
It was a tenner, I think, at one stage.
That shot you down, Dave.
I think I picked up the remastered version quite cheap. About two, three years ago.
But I don't know the challenge itself in a whole. I've got a lull. That's what it is at the moment. And I'll go into the Pole Progress where I am and what I've been doing and stuff. But it's a lull, and I'm feeling a bit. Ooh. So, but,
yeah. do you not get this in the summer normally?
No, not really. No, it's also in a different situation. We've got COVID going on. Which is a whole different, you know, take on things. So, but anyway, Dave, is there something you're trying to accuse me of? Because you're dropping these little like comments. And,
we have introduced a new feature for this month, but that's later in the show.
Okay. That's new jingle. I was doing before the show. Jingles.
we need
the
jingle.
Cheetah.
Okay. And what I've been up to quickly. Not really been watching much, but apart from we've got into Homelands. Can you remember Homelands? Said it in a really great Black Country accent then as well. Even I picked up on that one. Has anybody ever watched it? It's really old.
With Claire Danes in the
Ginger. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
But Damian Lewis, isn't it?
They should have axed that series after the third season. I have no idea.
They should have axed her after the third episode.
Oh yeah, and I've never known anybody. You wouldn't employ her as a CIA agent. You just wouldn't, because she. I don't know. She just seems a nightmare. Anyway, we're quite enjoying it.
I wouldn't employ her as a receptionist.
But, you know, it's okay. But in a way, I'm not like sitting there watching it because I'm actually playing a game, which I'll get into my progress later. And then I'm watching, because the TV's in the same room as me, so I'm sort of flipping between the two. And apart from that, I've been doing a little bit of, now I've got my the projector all working. So now the cinema, outdoor cinema's like getting a bit more legs now. So we've ordered some furniture.
It's shitted down with rain since
isn't it? But we did watch Breakfast Club the other day, the family, and it was great.
Good movie.
Apart from, I didn't realise, we've got a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, and I didn't realise how much swearing actually there is in that film. And it was just like, oh well.
Were there F-bombs?
Oh, everywhere. It's ridiculous. And there's also, because of its time as well, some of the language was a bit, you know, using the words like fag and things like that in the drudgy term, and it's sort of like, okay. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Definitely use cigarette instead.
Yeah, so painted the decking and all that, but only today, you don't realise how much of a hatred I have for trampolines, and especially a trampoline in my own garden. So when we built Laura's office, I managed to dismantle the trampoline because for the building work, we had to go. But the kids have been badgering me. And like Laura says, come on, I think they ought to have it. So I put it up today. And what?
I was joking. You were off onto a middle-aged rant.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about this trampoline, this fucking trampoline.
Anyway, the crux of it is, I've got this trampoline and I hate, and I've had to spend £70 on 8 new springs and things for it to make it work properly. It's like,
oh, fuck, Dave. You had to ask him how he was doing that. I told you at the beginning of this, mate, I've spoken to Stu. Do not ask the questions, how are you? Because I spent 25 minutes of him pre-podcast.
I'm going to do a special YOS of just me ranting for about 2 hours about how beard off I am about stuff.
About trampolines.
About trampolines. But I'm done. I'm done.
Wow, the swimming pools of the north.
Okay, excellent. So, James.
Yes.
What have you been up to, mate, outside of gaming, and how are you feeling about the challenge?
I've pretty much done what I did last month. Work, stay in, go for a run. That's about it.
Yeah,
work,
okay.
Wank, work out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that is pretty much it. It's not really, you know, and other than obviously doing stuff for the kids and stuff, but no, that's it. It's just where we are, isn't it, really?
And how many different rooms in the house have you masturbated in this night?
Three.
God.
And he's doing one right now.
And
Dwayne's impressed you've got three rooms.
I'm just working out how many we've got in the house. We've got four.
Can't include the porch, Dwayne.
Two.
And James, in terms of the challenge, what are your thoughts? Are you okay with it? Are you starting to get twitchy?
Well, not really getting twitchy. Well, I've got so many games left to play. I'm not really getting twitchy, am I? And I'm not. Nothing that's come out. I've sat there and gone, oh my god, I really want that. So. No, and I still think it's going to end up being FIFA as my gift.
What was your Joker then? Call of Duty.
It was Call of Duty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, which to be fair, has been a really good Joker. I've really enjoyed that.
yeah, I mean, how you feel about gaming generally? I mean, you're okay with just playing the fuck out of one multiplayer game forever, though, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I being sociable, really. Been a bit, I don't know, just sort of like going through the motions more than anything. It's not, I've regularly looked at other things I have to play and gone, nah.
You think you picked at Horizon?
I'll tell you what, instead of me discussing all that stuff now, I'll discuss that when we do the pile stuff. So, but I'm feeling fine with the challenge because of how much stuff I still have to play at some point.
Awesome. For myself,
nobody cares.
Well, to be honest,
yeah.
No, I care.
Move on.
Dave, tell us all about you.
How are you feeling, Dave? How are you feeling, man?
How did your house move go? That's the big one. How was it?
Do you know what? It was smooth.
Really? Because they're usually stressful as hell.
No. It was nice. It was nice. It was all right. It was hard work.
It
but,
was nice.
nothing went missing. Everything went according to plan. Not that there was... Well, obviously, there is a certain amount of planning you have to do when you're moving house. You can't just bring it on the day. But no, it was all right, actually. It was nice. Everybody likes a new house. Nobody's regretting moving. The wife's happy. The kids are happy, which just means that I'm happy.
Yeah, so that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Make sure everyone else is happy.
And you're recording from your new game room.
Woo!
So
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So next month we expect to see, obviously the listeners can't see this, but we expect to see some sort of gaming motif on the back. On the back wall.
I'll sort something out. It's in a bit of a state of disarray. There's a few boxes around, but it is a dead game.
But I will bet next month there'll be a washing machine behind in the fridge.
sewing machine, and suddenly
that gaming room has become a utility room.
I've told you, boys, I've got it nailed. This is the gaming room. I'm master of my own household. If you lot can't sort yourselves out of gaming room in your own house.
Can we just ask, you say your wife doesn't listen to this podcast, does she? No.
No, and this room is soundproof, so she can't hear what I'm saying now. Which is why I'm saying it. So that's kind of taken up most of my time, as you can imagine. In terms of how I'm feeling about the challenge, yeah, okay, I sort of... You know, there's obviously The Last of Us has come out. That's a big game. There's been Cyberpunk news, which is another big game. I'm aware that I can only have one of those games this year. So it's starting to bite a little bit, but generally it's, it's okay.
Good.
It's okay. In terms of what I've been watching on the telly, what have I been watching?
I forgot. Sorry, I'm going to steal your thunder, Dave. I forgot.
Yeah, go on, mate.
I watched the Jeffrey Epstein thing on Netflix.
Good.
Have any of you lot seen that?
I watched about 10 minutes of the first episode and switched
it. Classified it.
Classified it.
Is that on the new channel Sky Pedo?
No, it was on
the... Yeah, he's the pedo guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen
that. No, I might give it a go, actually. It's on my kind of
extremely
radar.
Extremely disturbing. That bloke.
Yes.
Whoa.
I just don't fancy it. I just don't fancy that being. I so don't fancy it. I watched Gemini Man last night with Will Smith. You seen that?
No, I've seen that, and I've hovered over it a couple of times.
I mean, it's absolute, total, utter trash. But
what did you watch it on?
Telly.
The television.
No, what platform?
It's on Sky, isn't it?
So it's this week's Sky Premiere, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Along with Frozen 2.
Ooh, nice to watch that.
Which I hadn't watched, but I also watched... I'm so just avoiding the Epstein thing because it's just so depressing that I also watched Silent J. Silent Bob reboot.
It's not very good, is it? And I love Jay and Silent Bob, and it's just
no. But I having watched every single thing they've ever done, I had to close it off.
Yeah,
because yeah.
It's just not funny. You just have to shut this one down.
It's not funny.
Bill and Ted.
That's going to stay exactly the same. Bill and Ted thing is like it's like Excellent Adventure, Bogus Journey were both like awesome, very much of their time though, but. There's a new one, and I will watch it because I love Bill and Ted, but I'll probably come away with a very sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a lot of reservations for it. I've got a fear that the very short trailer clip that we've been shown is the funniest bit in the entire,
oh, you know
entire
it.
Movie. It feels like that.
Anyway, Dave, sorry.
What have you been watching?
I've only watched one thing, really. I've watched The Sinner on Netflix. Anybody seen that?
No.
I've heard of it.
Recommendation. It's good. It's like a murder mystery type thing.
Stay away from that then.
No, but it's kind of it's quite a mysterious program, and it reveals its mysteries a bit each week. And
is it a documentary? Is it fiction? What is it?
It's fiction. It's a TV show. It's got what's his name? He was in Independence Day. He was the president in Independence Day.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Bill?
No, Paxton. Not Bill Paxton.
No,
Bill.
Not Bill Paxton.
Oh, he died, didn't he? He was in Aliens.
It's Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman.
Who played Lone Star in Spaceballs.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
He's in it. He's good. He's a detective. And he's the stereotypical detective that has personal 24
hours
problems.
To solve the case.
No, he's got more time than that, but he has got personal issues. His wife's not very happy with him.
The flawed hero.
Exactly. Yeah. But interestingly, he is he's like a sadomasochist. So he employs a woman, I think he pays her, I'm not sure, to... physically sort of assault him and stuff.
Right.
And just generally demeaning right. And, you know. So in one episode, it's evident that she is pegging him.
Sorry, is this what you've been doing or what you've been watching?
Have we just suddenly, crept into your private life? What?
Say.
No, I've been watching it. No.
Does everybody understand what pegging is?
Yes.
I can explain.
Go on, let Dave explain what pegging is. Yeah, go on.
Go on, Dave, because you're experienced, I've heard.
She's wearing a certain appendage, and she's behind him.
Like a comedy nose.
Pinocchio.
It's a bit lower down. It's a bit lower down. She's behind
comedy
him.
Breasts.
He appears to be, lower. He appears comedy to be in caps. A considerable amount of higher. He appears to be in
an
considerable amount of pain. Slightly lower. You're almost there, though.
Okay.
You're almost there.
He seems to be in considerable
pain. He's not happy. Well, he's obviously happy because he's paid her to do it to him, but
right.
He is saying to her, like, get off me.
Right.
This hurts.
And she goes, that's not the safe word.
I don't know what... I never saw it, so I'm not sure what size it was, but from the look on his face, it was pretty big.
Right.
Do you think there was some method acting going on with this scene, or do you think he was just a very good actor?
It was great. I think it was Hugh Bonneville that took out Super Injection
Do you know what, Dave?
Because he liked having things shoved up his ass.
Dave.
And he didn't want anyone to know.
Do you often go to dinner parties and stuff like that?
Mate, who would invite me into their house?
I'm just wondering why, because I can imagine a dinner party where people are going, it's like, oh, has anyone watched anything nice? And like, yes, I've watched Downton Abbey. It was quite nice. It must be Frozen 2. Yeah, it was right. And yeah, oh, does anyone see this? It was a pegging. The whole room goes silent.
I was just explaining.
Let me just explain pegging. So let me just take this chorizo, show you what that is.
This is what you do with it. Bend over, Roger. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I've been watching that. It's good. So, excellent. Okay. Right. Next section, I think. Let's move on quickly.
Is that your next flicks and chill, mate?
Right. Okay. Let's move on. So, if you're operating any heavy machinery, switch it off now. It's New Games with James.
Oh, is it? Oh, excellent. Is it all ready?
Oh, right. I'm a bit tired, James. So, you know, let's go.
Yep. Here we go. Best part of the podcast. So, no.
Can you just read them and just not comment on them?
Okay, I'll do that. So
he's got a pillow. He's having a nap.
So, 14th of July, coming to PC is Death Stranding.
Ah, okay.
So, for all those PC people out there, not that we are, but...
To be honest, Death Stranding's probably going to be one of the first games I buy next year.
I think I might dabble.
It's actually something that I've wanted to buy.
It was 20 quid in my local Tesco's the other day, and if I wasn't on this, I'd have had that, definitely.
Yeah, I think I would have as well, yeah.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, he's just not said. Yeah, I think I'll pick that up. It'll probably be in the...
just squirreled it away.
It'll be on the PSN sale, I reckon.
Appear offline, just click on appear offline, it's fine.
Yeah.
On
the 10th of July, and it started today, Formula One season started today, so the new Formula One game's out on the Xbox, the PlayStation 4, the PC, and Stadia.
Are they any good? Do you know anybody who plays them?
So when I...
Anybody?
Well,
I don't know one person. Oh, do you?
Not okay. Regularly. So I had F1 97. Fucking long time ago.
not regularly. I had F1 97. Well,
obviously, I've had them since then, Dave. You
every quarter century.
That's regular.
Every 25 years, I'll pick one up.
And I absolutely loved that. Well, I've got F1 2017, so.
But they're not arcade racers, surely?
No, they're not. They used to be, sort of, but no, they're not. They're very, very much not anymore. They're very much simulation. Best enjoyed with a steering wheel from what I've seen on Twitch and stuff.
That's the limiter. I've never had the setup for a steering wheel.
Neither have I.
And for Gran Turismo, in fact, which is on my pile of shame, if I could get a steering wheel set up, then I'd be all over it. And F1.
Yeah, I used to have a steering wheel and a set of pedals. But it's just not the same. You either stick it on your lap and then there's no stability, or you stick it on a table, it's not comfortable. It's just
no. You need to commit 100% simulator chair steering wheel,
which is going to cost you hundreds and hundreds, possibly close to a grand.
And where the fuck do you put it?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, the VR equipment caused a lot of problems in my house beyond the PlayStation.
Jesus.
I bet you can get one of those chairs off Wish for 20 quid.
not chairs that you want, Dave.
the pegging
chair. Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with a sexy swing?
With a steering wheel.
Anyway, I don't think anyone here is getting F1 2020.
No, I'm not.
So you said you played it in 97. When was the... Have you played it since?
Yeah. So I've got... So I'm pretty sure 2019... Anyway, I've got 2017. I know
wasn't
that.
Was it free on a plus as well at some stage?
Yes.
I think it was.
So I've got that added to my library, which I will...
Yeah. 100. So I have as well, but I'll never play it.
Which I'll download and I'll play, and then I'll probably realise that actually I'm not going to play it very much for the same reason as we just discussed.
This is another cracker, this is. New Game for James is another absolute belter.
Let's move on. No one gives a shit about this game.
Yeah, but it's presented discussion. If you think it's boring, then don't fucking put an input in.
We finally broke
him. The cage has been rattled.
The more you interrupt him, the longer he takes.
Oh yeah, damn fucking right. Because I literally only picked out a couple of games. Fuck it, I'm just going to go back onto Games Raid. I'm just going to read every single fucking one, just for you, Dave. On the 16th of July, a game called Radical Rabbit Stew.
You're taking a piss. No.
No, what is... The only reason why I picked it out because of the name, but it literally reminds me of Zelda from the SNES game, SNES days. Very similar graphics, yeah. Almost identical, very similar camera angle. And you are a rabbit who is a chef, and you run around bashing other rabbits with a ladle.
It's a bit like Overcooked, that kind of thing.
No, you literally, it's a bit like Zelda, so you just go through sort of thing. But,
so it's like dungeons and stuff like
yeah,
that, right?
But
that doesn't sound anything like Zelda.
No, well, obviously, it's a rabbit in a chef's hat.
With a ladle.
And then you beat other rabbits to, you know, it's just, I watched a trailer of it earlier today. It's one of those games I thought, oh yeah, that looks like it'd be interesting for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Is that all platforms as well?
Yeah. So, 7th of July, PS4, Xbox and Switch, a game called Superliminal. I assume nobody's heard of that.
Nobody's heard of it. So what do we think it is? I think it's shmup. I think it's a shmup. Okay?
A shmup. What?
You know, a shooter. You know, shooter. Scroll up the screen. Shoot,
it's not a shooter.
But I'm interested in what you just said.
It's a 2D side-scrolling platformer.
Yeah. Like
R-Type.
Dwayne
100% has looked that up.
Nope.
What is it called?
What were you looking at when you said that?
Stuart's face.
You were looking off camera at something,
oh, yeah.
And you said you were reading.
You know
it's a 2D side scrolling
platform. What game do you think it is, Rich?
I've forgotten the name of it already.
Superliminal.
I think it's like a what you've got to do is drive a shopping cart through the ether.
Oh my god! This explanation is more boring than this segment.
With a gravity physics.
I think you're a rabbit and you have to run around and run other rabbits on the head with a ladle.
Dwayne. Now you've looked it up on the internet. What do you think it is?
I think it's like a 2D side-scrolling platform type thing.
He's just read the same thing.
Fucking not.
So it's not any of those.
So there you go. It's not any of those things. So fuck you. I was wrong. Vindicated. Vindicated in my wrongness.
You're exonerated. Sorry.
Is it a pegging simulator?
Unfortunately, it is not.
What is it, James?
It's a first-person puzzle game based on ambiguity and depth. You are...
Okay. Didn't know that was a genre, but okay.
A load of bullshit.
You're in a dream world. It's a surreal, but it's not a stupid dream. It's like an actual. You're walking around buildings, and there are puzzles that you have to solve in order to get out of this dream. And the puzzles are based on sort of depth of sight. So one of the puzzles I saw is you've got to put. There's a chess piece on the floor. Looks like there's a chess piece on the wall in front of you, but it's not actually on the wall. It's a mixture of being on the floor and on the wall. And when you move around to the side, you notice it's in two different pieces, and you have to kind of put it together to get out of a door.
Line them up.
Is it like an Escher puzzle?
So, yeah. And it.
I actually really like
that. Actually intrigues me slightly.
Do
I'll
you know
be
if
honest.
It's in VR?
If it's in VR, if it's VR on PlayStation,
it's not. It's. I don't think it is. It's PS4, Xbox, and Switch. It didn't look like VR, but it would be a. It really piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Well, have you played Hell? Do you play Hellblade?
No.
Hellblade.
You mean Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice?
Yeah, I'm really drunk. Hellblade and Rhyme. Same thing.
But Hellblade is. On my list to play.
Yeah. Well, you're in Hellblade, you'll find a very similar mechanic
where you have to align
the world's perspective at some particular point. You have to stand at exactly the right point, which sounds infuriating, which isn't, but it's satisfying.
That's one thing I didn't like about that game, I have to say. I thought it was a letdown.
I doubt you'll like this game then.
No, but I actually
quite like that game.
So, it's slow paced. You walk around a bit like everyone's gone to the rapture. You're walking. There's no running or anything like that.
Yeah.
So,
Cool. Interested.
What's next?
Yeah. Good mid-age game.
Yes, absolutely. One of those games that you could relax and chill out to by the look of it, and then get really fucking infuriated by after about 10 minutes.
There is a run button in everybody's Cards to the Rapture, by the way.
Well, you don't really run. You just walk slightly faster.
A bit like you, James. How's your 5K going?
I can now run for 25 minutes solid.
Whee! Go on, James.
Nice one, mate. Excellent.
And I'm going out tomorrow morning.
Nice one.
So
going into the pub.
I did. No.
You now have a proper L2 run button.
Yep. I did. 4.5K last time. So
excellent.
Didn't that infuriate you? Didn't have the 5K?
Well, no, because I'm only in week 6. Goes to week 9, so. Next on the list is a game called Rocket Arena. Has anybody played Super Smash Bros?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's years old.
Yeah, and that is...
Plus, like, 90s, man.
Well, it's obviously had more recent...
There's a new Super Smash Brothers each year.
Wasn't that an original Amiga?
I have absolutely no idea.
Smash Bros. I bet you...
Are you talking about the Super Mario Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
It's Nintendo.
Yeah,
it's first came out on the
N64. No.
No, no. I'm talking about...
No.
The...
You're on a TV show.
Oh, no, definitely not that.
No, that's called something else.
It's Smash TV, isn't it, the one you're talking about?
Smash my back doors in.
Dave's back to his pegging.
Unfortunately, Stu, I think this the title of the podcast is going to happen while pegging. If you keep saying it enough, he has to put it in the title. Smash TV, you are right, Dwayne, yes.
So, yeah, Smash Brothers was all your Nintendo characters fighting, and you have to essentially knock people off platforms, or knock them obviously further away so they can't get back onto the platform, and then they die. So this is a very, very similar game to that, but it is third person. The graphics are very much like Overwatch. Fuck off, Cat.
No, come back, Cat.
And it's rockets, basically. And you have to shoot each other off of this platform and shoot people out of the sky.
That is a game
rockets
I would not
Rocket
be
Arena.
Playing.
No. Sounds awful.
What?
It sounds awful.
The graphics are very much like Overwatch. If you like Super Smash Bros., then you'll probably enjoy this game. That's the reason I picked it, because I probably will get it for that.
Okay.
When's it out, mate? This month? No.
That is out on the 14th of July. Out now, as of yesterday.
It won't break anyone's cheek, surely. No.
Out now, as of yesterday, was Iron Man VR. The full game.
Yeah.
I want that.
Who doesn't want that?
Oh, no. I want that. And the reviews have actually come out quite good as well. They're not on fire, but they're for a VR title. It's not bad.
For a gimmicky VR title
as
well.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, for someone who owns a VR company, I should be supporting this. But can I just say, because there's no listeners, I'm bored of VR, man. Really bored.
Better get a new company.
Wait, that's your fucking job. You can't say that. That's like Gerald Ratner saying the fucking all his bracelets are shit.
I think I've done that. I think I just don't see VR. Does anyone see VR taking off any more than it has done now, or just dying of death?
It needs another big push. It needs something like the Quest. It needs but something better than that. And then
even the Quest, I thought the Quest would take this.
Yeah, it would. Yeah,
would take it up, but it hasn't. It plateaued pretty quickly. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of fascination about it, but we're just not going to get it into general consumption.
It needs like tactile stuff, and it needs to not have to have a big visor on your face. I think it needs. Like,
I mean, look how much 3D cinema and all that bombed, and all you had to do was put some glasses on. That was it. That's the only thing you had to do. Put glasses on.
They got it down to.
Yeah.
I've got them in the thing. Just those little light brown glasses, which weren't even active 3D, were they?
No.
And people were like,
they're moaning about that. So if they're moaning about that, then you know. So I don't know, but that's a whole other debate about VR. So. Cool. Anyway, when that's out now, isn't it? Is it only on PlayStation? It's or is it on PC as well?
No, it's only a PSVR title, I think.
Oh, is it exclusive? Okay, cool.
And finally, everyone, last game, so you can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Aww.
Did anyone play Destroy All Humans?
No, but oh, that's a remake.
They've made
only
a remake.
Only in my head.
So, it reminds me very much of those shitty 50s and 60s type alien invasion films that used to be around, and also reminds me a bit of Mars Attacks, and you essentially run around as an alien, killing all humans and harvesting their brain stems.
Do you remember Dungeon Master?
Nope.
Anyone remember Dungeon Master?
Yes,
Dwayne.
I think so.
Happened to your voice.
Yeah, I think so.
Stu, help me out here. Dungeon Master.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like that.
But I don't remember them killing humans and getting all their brain stems out.
Well, Dungeon Master, you played... Dungeon Master was an amazing concept. You would play that... The person... Do you know all the fantasy characters you hate, Stu?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the barbarian,
the
elf,
the mage,
and all that. Well, this whole PC game was based on the person who designed the dungeons that they attacked. And so your whole raison d'etre would be to kill the ridiculous barbarian heroes who would turn up. So I guess this feels a bit like that.
So
I will say that both of those games you've said do start with the letter D. That's the only similarity I've drawn from what you've just said.
What, that you played the bad guy?
Well, they both start with the letter D.
Right. What's this one called?
Destroy All Humans.
Destroy All Humans and Dungeon Master. Mate, that's the only similarity I can think of.
That's right.
They start with the letter D.
No, you play you play the entity that kills the usual protagonist of the story.
Is that what happens in the game you've described, James?
Kinda.
Not really.
Yes.
Kinda.
Yeah, aliens come down to kill all humans.
Yeah. Is that out
exactly.
now? Is that out now?
No, 28th of July.
All platforms?
PC, PS4, and Xbox.
Anybody interested in getting that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just getting it as a joke just to make a fucking point.
Go on, Rich.
And that concludes another exciting episode of New
well
Games
done,
with James.
Well done, James. Awesome.
Thanks very much.
Well done.
I switch your heavy machinery back on. It's safe. This is the all clear. So, the next section of this podcast... is called Pile Progress, and we're going to discuss our Pile Progress.
Shame. 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 Shame, shame.
So, let's ask, because he's got a brand shiny new game this month, and we're all very jealous of him, let's ask Dwayne what he's been playing.
I haven't been playing anything.
Bullshit.
We've got no games. So
he's got one game now.
I have actually just been playing Last of Us 2. I have only got about 20 hours into it so far. I've had stuff going on. I had to upload, go back to something I said earlier, a whole load of extra information to Immigration New Zealand. So... I spent one of my days off, which I would have been playing, doing that.
That sounds like a great game, Dwayne.
It's not a terrible game. It took me all day. It's horrendous.
Immigration Simulator.
Immigration Simulator, yeah.
However, the prize at the end is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was worth the small sacrifice of not gaming for a little bit. So I've got about 20 hours in. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's totally brutal. I can't say anything too much for fear of spoiling, but it's good. It's really good.
Now, as a Last of Us fan, which you are, do you think this one holds up as good as the first one? As no spoilers, your general feeling of what the experience so far?
Yes.
You think it's a better story, or
I haven't because I haven't finished the story. I don't know where it's going or where it's going to end up. So like. Can't.
No, you know what? I don't even want to know that, to be fair, because I think that's a bit of a spoiler for myself.
But where I'm up to, yeah, I mean, it holds up.
Oh, good.
Just a quick mention of the videos that have been appearing online of Ellie playing guitar with people kind of doing the guitar simulator and recreating songs. I was going through, I was playing it, and I was like, oh, these are the same chords as Nothing Else Matters by Metallica, so I'll give this a go. I can't, because you have to use the square pad on the top to kind of pick and strum. So the precision to be able to strum or pick the right notes is just absolutely amazing, that somebody can actually play a whole song note perfect.
Don't you play guitar in a band, Dwayne?
Yeah, I do play guitar, which is why I'm aware of bass.
It's like saying, look, you can play garage, you can play guitar hero.
But it's like the precision that's involved in actually being able to like hit the exact right point on that pad on the controller. It's just absolutely amazing. The fact that these people have like created these songs, I'm just in absolute awe of these people.
Yeah, or just overdubbed them.
Or overdubbed them. That could be. You can see the strings that they're hitting on the screen. So I'm pretty reasonably convinced. But it's yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
That's all I've been playing. I'm really enjoying it. There are points where it's just tense as fuck. There was a section where I spent about an hour and a half trying to get through, kind of replaying it because it's a stealthy bit. And I kept getting found by people with dogs, and it was just bloody annoying. Got through
it. What are like the graphical improvements, mate? Is it much better graphically?
It's just smoother all around, I think. The gameplay's pretty much the same.
You playing on a PS4 or a Pro?
I'm on a Pro. It looks nice. Yeah. It's nice. It's like the textures and everything, and the snow. It just looks really, really nice. The only thing they've changed that I appreciate is the fact that you no longer have to craft shivs, and you've just got a dagger. So that just like, but it does mean they're throwing more clickers at you, which is kind of annoying.
Is there any different mechanic to the first? Is it more open world? Is it?
Oh, it's so yes. There was a section when you're on the first day in Seattle where you're just kind of given an area to kind of roam around in. Whereas once I got through that, it then became kind of like that linear thing again. But from what I understand, there are other open world sections where you can kind of just like wander around and explore and find different bits and pieces.
Okay. Yeah.
But there are things you can miss if you don't explore properly. Definitely. I've got a friend who's playing and I said, did you find this thing? And she went, oh shit, no, we passed that and we can't get back to it. So yeah, there are always things you can miss. So
what level are you playing on?
Oh, I'm just doing it on the standard, the moderate, I think it's called. I'm not crazy like you. I don't think I could cope with the stress involved in playing it on super hardcore.
To be honest, I think that's why I can leave that for a bit. That was so...
No, absolutely, I get that.
Survivor or whatever has absolutely ruined me on that. I just haven't got the energy to try and tackle that game there. And it almost feels like I can't do The Last of Us 2 not on Survivor now, because it seems...
Like a cop-out?
Yeah, it doesn't quite... It does a cop-out, so I'm going to need a good 6 months lead-up to this, mental lead-up.
Well, that's a good job it's 6 months in.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're
all going to get this in January. The rest of us haven't got it. I know I am.
Yeah, I'm going to get this game.
I've still got to play the first one.
Do you think you'll be able to avoid story spoilers until then?
Yep.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I've just been avoiding all reviews, all kind of opinion pieces and that kind of thing, because I'm like, I don't want any kind of spoilers.
Yeah, even on the MLG community, you know, nobody's spoiled anything, but as soon as I see anything, The Last of Us 2,
I just
ignore it. To me, what we're doing at the moment is it's borderline, even though we're not saying anything plot point, it's just the feelings of certain things. I don't even want to know that. I want to go in completely blind, but it'll be easy. I can stay away from all that stuff. I'm all right with that. How about you, Dave? Can you?
It's interesting because you kind of read an article. Like, I think I'll read this article because it says no spoilers or whatever, and it's just an article about it. It might be about the making of it or just something related to it. But then that then populates your feed on your phone or wherever it is with other stories about it, which kind of, you know. So, yeah, I think it's difficult to... And then as the game's been out for a certain period of time, it's been out, what, a week now, 2 weeks, something like that. Obviously, more people have finished it, and then more people, you know, they're saying, I guess the view is anybody that was interested in buying that game would have it now and would have maybe finished it or been close to finish it. So then spoilers just kind of creep into the general conversation, don't they, I think. So we're in a quite a unique position this year where at least three more of us really want to play it, but we're not playing it because we're doing this challenge. So I think that will be difficult if you're looking at stuff about video games, which we all do. It's going to be hard to avoid spoilers. But I think that's the kind of thing, if you see spoilers and you know what happens at the end of the game, it will fucking ruin it.
It will, but it still won't stop me from playing the game.
No, I'll still play it.
It will annoy me if I know certain things. It's like if I'm not going to spoil even The Last of Us 1 here, but the end section, if somebody told me that before I completed it, I would have been really peed off.
Because that you know, that goes places that you maybe don't expect or whatever. So, All right, Dwayne. I presume that's all you've been playing.
Yes.
Maybe not.
I've not. No, that's pretty much it for me for this month. I've not really sort of done much else apart from that, okay. Game-wise.
Stu?
Right, it has just been Division 2. Going back to the start of the podcast, where I have just hit a lull, really. And I love, and it's good. Actually, I'm playing my Joker, so therefore it's not that too bad. So I'm certainly getting my money's worth out of it. So there's me and a couple of people who are very regular on there, and we just go through it. And it's just great. It's just good. It's a social thing as well, but I'm still really enjoying it. But in the last week, I've started playing God of War again. And it's brilliant. And to be fair, I thought I played way more than I did. And I'm in parts now, which I have no idea. I've got no memory of playing these bits. So maybe I just quit after the first introduction to a boss, which is a fantastic intro to a game, if you ask me. It's really good. The story though is not really. It's the trope is his wife has died and he's got to take her up to the top of a mountain and that's it. So it's your adventure of getting to the top of the mountain, and it's okay. In your relationship with boy, which you hear constantly, the word boy constantly is so funny. And then that's it. That is literally all I've been doing. No, that's it. Yeah, that's all I've been doing. Playing
Division 2 and God of War. I've actually re-downloaded God of War because we had a bit of chat about that on group chat the other night. And I've kind of got reasonably far through it, I think.
Oh, right. Have you started it again? Excellent.
I fell off it.
Yeah.
Downloaded. Once I get a chance to play video games, I'll...
Do you think... Because it's one of those games, though, where you develop your... skills, but you know, you unlock various skills on how you do combat, so it's all these new button combos. Because if you've been playing, say you got halfway through the game, do you think you could go back to the halfway point, or do you think you've got to start all over again?
I've gone far enough through it, I think that starting again is not really an option. I'll have to just
Do you think then that would turn you off the game because you'll just go, it's too hard? So, you know, if you go back to an Assassin's Creed game. And you put like 80 hours in, and then you try and play it after about a 6 month break. You're going, I have no idea what I'm doing. Do you think that would put you off?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Okay. I don't think so. But
I think
as soon as I get the opportunity to play games, I'll have another go. I know that I got to a bit where I kept dying, and I was like, fuck this.
You died. Actually, you died in a game, Dave? No,
there was,
not.
There was a typical, just stupid. I was stuck in this one area and there was no combat. It was literally, I had to find how to get over to this. There's these crystals, you've got to shoot them and they make a bridge. So it was great. I spent half an hour wandering around, had no idea what I was doing. To the point, I turned the game off next day. Because sometimes what I find, if I'm stuck in a game I literally turn it off. Next day, I go back to it, and I literally walk that section. It's just, it blazes right through it. And yeah, I was there for another half hour looking around, going, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. So I went to a YouTube video, literally started it. I saw them, and all they did was look up. That was all I had to do, was look up. And it's like, for fuck's sake, I spent an hour in total, and all I had to do was look up. So apart from, yeah, but that was my own frustration. But apart from that, the game is good. I mean, the combat's great. The axe is, it feels great when you recall it back as well. Feels like.
So looking at a YouTube video to sort of tell you how to do a game, is that like cheating a bit? Is there a bit of a theme?
If you want to say that's cheating, you could do. Or it's just like, I've got to a certain point, I'm stuck and I don't know what else to do. Please, somebody help me. As in, if I called you, Dave, do you know how to get past this bit? Would that be classed as cheating?
That'd be classed as desperate.
Rich, what have you been playing, mate? Power Progress? Stu, is that, that's it, mate? You're done.
Yeah.
Division 2, God of War. Lay it on us, Rich.
Okay, so, God, it feels like a long time since we've recorded, isn't it? So, the games, I'll look at my trailer board. It's not moved on a lot, but so I've Class 5 completed Borderlands 3.
Nice, excellent.
Which is nice. I was about level 16 as I came in. I'm hoping I'm not repeating myself from last bloody podcast, but came in about level 16, finished at level 44, I think. So that was quite a commitment to get through that. Borderlands 3 is a great game. It is another Borderlands game. It kept me interesting. It's funny to a point, as I said before. And someone said to me, well, the couple of my streams, as Steve and Charlie, who I did a couple of streams with, said to me that, right, the game only starts when you finish. It's a bit like Division 2. And I did enjoy it. It's so manic, though, that you've got to be in the mood for doing it. So I'm quite happy that I'll just lock that down for now. And it doesn't seem that I'll be losing out too much if I come back to that later on in the year. I locked that down. Then I was a bit lost in what to do. So I started up a game that I bought Uncharted. So Uncharted is always the games that I've loved. So I've got 1, 2, 3, and 4 done, and then obviously, well, when did Uncharted Legacy come out? So we had Uncharted Legacy.
Lost Legacy, is it?
So I bought that second hand, and I just sort of jumped into it. But I'm really struggling to get through that. It's like they've taken everything Uncharted and done a kind of spin off. It could have been so much better. I think they've done it disjustice because they've worked on. I'm actually not quite sure, but I think it's his daughter Chloe when she's grown up. Although it hasn't revealed it in the story, but they've sort of dumbed down everything in it, and it's just not connected with me. It connected with me. I've probably done 4 or 5 hours in it, so I'll get through that. And so I started that up. And then I really just defaulted back to playing loads of Call of Duty with...
Well, that was your Joker though, wasn't it? Or your GIF, sorry. So therefore,
But Call of Duty is like the new FIFA. It's the never-ending, evergreen game.
Oh, yeah, but that's Division 2. It is one of those things. It's what it is.
Yeah, but there's no completion on it. And now James has come back, yeah. So I do feel like I've been wasting a lot of my life and time on Call of Duty, as fun as it is.
Have you guys been playing together, you and James?
Yeah.
Lunchtime crew.
Yeah, so we've been jumping on at lunchtime. Lockdown lunchtime, hour, couple of hours on that. So I do feel like I waste a lot of time. So this morning I was like, I've got to complete Outer Worlds. And I know, Dave, you completed that. So I jumped back in that this morning. I don't know. I can't love that game. The Outer Worlds kind of has all the elements that I think I should love, but it's like every other, well, it's like all the Fallout games. There's something about it that I don't love about it, whether it's the characterization. Outer Worlds kind of isn't as funny as Borderlands. Borderlands can be annoying, but it's not as serious as The Witcher.
It's supposed to be funny. I thought Outer Worlds was funny.
Sounds like an incoming pack of five here.
What, with Outer Worlds?
No. So
what I did like 6 hours today on it, and it was just like one of those fucks that you just want to be enjoyable, but it isn't.
What? When you're getting pegged?
Hey, there it is. Whatever, and you're just going, this is all the elements. This is going to be a lot of fun, but it's just not. It's just a chore.
I'm open. I'm really going to enjoy this. And hang on, it's finished.
Yeah, but that's not it. This is just going to be hours of dry grinding. That's what it feels like.
Hours.
Hours, yeah, hours of dry grinding.
Mate, if you're not going to enjoy it, and you don't think you'd enjoy it, class five it, fucking bin it.
No, I refuse to do that. I refuse to pack a five anything. I'll complete it. I will complete it, but I just don't think it just.
You lot, fucking mental.
The one thing.
Because Rich has said he's playing a game that he's enjoying. Call of Duty Warzone, you lunchtime lockdown, all the rest of it, right? And you're saying,
it feels hollow.
I've wasted time. If you're enjoying it, it's not wasted time.
Yeah, I agree totally with that.
But the trouble is with Warzone is it's hollow, isn't it? Because it's even if you win, when you win Warzone, we've had some dubs, as we call it.
You've enjoyed yourself. That's the point of playing.
That's the whole
games.
Point of playing a video yourself. Game, isn't it?
No, it is. But I do get a satisfaction about completing
it. I know where Rich is coming from there, because when I'm playing Division 2, and I love it, and I do not regret having that as my Joker, and I just don't regret it, but I do feel guilty because of the Year of Shame. I should be playing something else. Because I know I can always go back to that, and it would just be the same thing. Day in, day out, it's just a grind fest, that's all it is, and it's nice, comfy slippers kind of thing. Where really, yeah. I should be playing God of War. I do agree that if I'm enjoying it, that's why I'm playing it, and I would play it. I wouldn't be playing it if I didn't enjoy it. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
But I feel guilty because I should be playing something else.
I got so much satisfaction. I complete Borderlands 3. I love rolling the credits on that. I did Horizon Zero Dawn. Love rolling the credits of that. If I look back on this year, I will be satisfied with when I've landed those games and rolled the credits on. Whereas I know Call of Duty will just stop me doing that. And that's always been my problem. Whereas, but with Outer Worlds, I tell you the one thing that's annoying me on Outer Worlds, if you haven't played it, there is one mechanic that they've absolutely failed on, and that is the characterization. They've made an advanced Dungeons & Dragons type characterization where you can up your certain skill levels. I know, Dave, you were saying you enjoyed up in the charisma or up in that, but what they failed to do is any chance within that. So you will speak to someone, and if you are level 20 on lying or level 40 on intellect, the moment you're above that level, you can lie to everyone or lie to a certain amount. But it should be a higher chance to complete the task.
So that's fine. I mean, everybody also wants to take it takes from the part of the game how they want to, but there is a mechanic in that game where I think, if I can remember rightly, they offer you something, but also it gives you a negative stat in something else. So you could be, I'll put your Christmas stats. But
I like that. Yeah, they offer you a perk.
Yeah, so did you do any of those? Did you do any of those? I didn't do any of those.
So sometimes I take the perk, sometimes I don't.
So if you get killed by a robot, they might say, too many times, they might say, do you want to be, we'll give you a perk point, but you've become really scared of robots. So whenever there's a robot around, your some stats will decrease.
Yeah, yeah.
but you can have a perk point for doing it. So floors, they call it, isn't they, Rich? Floors.
Yeah.
Floors.
So did you use those?
It's great. Yeah. Okay. And that's really great. But who's role played here? Who's trying? Yeah. Come on, surely 100% of this room has role played.
I have.
What, Peggy?
Apart from James.
Not that kind of role play, David.
Have you ever done a Dungeons & Dragons type game, Dave?
No.
James?
You've never had a DM?
No.
You never rolled a D20?
Nope.
I've never rolled a D20. I don't know what a D20 is.
Wow. Okay, fine. Okay. Well, actually... What's annoying about Outer Worlds is it's so close to role-playing, but then they've dropped that last bit of chance. So the
chance mechanic isn't there.
There's no chance mechanic in that. So intimidate someone. If you've got a plus 40 in intimidate and they can be intimidated with plus 40, you just intimidate them. So you just, like, just to say, as you say, so you can actually just up one skill and just through the game, which is such a shame because that would be the mechanic I really liked. But anyway, that's my pile of progress. I've done Borderlands, and that is it. I've tried Uncharted. It's going to be a grind. I will complete it, and I will complete Outer Worlds, but it's annoying me.
Why you're bothering to complete games that are annoying you is beyond me, but that's fine.
Thanks, Dave.
I don't get it.
This is going to be a recurring theme month for month.
It's a challenge.
And also, what I find is that if I don't like a game, I think there must be something in this game, you know, why people liked it. You know, it's just. And I just want to see.
Mate, not everybody likes the same things. It might not be for you.
No, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't feel bad for trying to complete it. To be fair, though, Dave, I'm not completely against Pack of Five and stuff. If it's a game I truly play and I hate it, I will.
it's now officially called Pack of Five.
Yeah, it is.
You're right.
I love it.
No, too right.
I do. It will be for all seasons to follow.
I would Pack of Five it in a heartbeat. I don't have any qualms with that. There at all. It's just that I haven't found a game yet which made me actually hate it that much. What was that other game? Oh, Republic. That was close. That was so. But I was near the end, and that was just
you hated that.
Yeah, I did hate it. But it was near the end of the game, and I was thinking, I'm so close. I am so close. I can't let that beat me.
I don't understand it.
Anyway,
I don't understand it.
How about you, Dave?
Right. I've not had a great month, to be honest. Although I have set a new record, you'll be interested to know.
What, you've pack-a-fived 200 games?
I've pack-a-fived something in the shortest time ever.
That can't be possible. A quantum packer.
I pack-a-fived a game, and I can't. This isn't exact, but I think it was about 47 seconds.
What was it?
It was a game called. We Are Doomed.
Oh, that was a PS Plus game, wasn't it?
Visually, it's so awful. You got to see it to believe it. I'm not joking, right? It's like I made.
I think I loaded it and unloaded it. Yeah. As well.
It's like a toddler has eaten 5 bags of Skittles.
Yeah.
And several handfuls of his own shit. And. It's just fucking puking it up on the screen once every couple of seconds. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it.
Did you ever play Spectrum games?
Mate, it's worse. Because they were like that. I was looking at it thinking, what the fuck? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The amount of shit.
I'm just looking at a video of it and it looks.
What's it called?
It looks fuck.
We are doomed.
It looks like if you had epilepsy, you couldn't play that game.
I've never seen anything like it. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Well, I take it you didn't buy this game, though, Dave. Did you buy this game, or was it free?
It's a PS Plus game, I think.
What's the actual concept of it? Because I'm looking at it now.
That's what I was trying to work out. I don't know what it is.
Shoot shit. That's it. It's a score chase.
You shoot stuff. Yeah. Oh, I can't even look at it. Is that it? Yeah, look at what's going on. Look at that. This don't make great radio, but Dwayne showing a video of it. It's,
It looked,
who okayed that in the development? I don't know.
It's like Rezogun, to be perfectly honest.
It looks very similar to Rezogun, and it's kind of
oh my god, the worst fucking thing visually I've ever played. Awful, absolutely awful. So that went 47 seconds. That's gone.
I can see it because there's no way of completing it either.
Wait, it's one of those, it's a score chase game, though, is it? I thought you liked score chase games. Thought that was your thing.
Well, not when it looks like that.
Yeah, that don't make you have a fucking seizure and shit yourself.
Is that what happened, Dave?
MLGX.
Did you shit yourself?
I turned it off just in time, mate. Honestly, if it had gone for 48 seconds, I would have just fucking shit all over the floor, I think. Right, I've then played...
You've actually spent more time talking about it than you did playing it.
Exactly. I then played through... We've almost finished, I think. Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, okay.
That's another...
that's the one where your daughter's playing for you and you're not touching the controller. Yeah, okay.
Well, we've been playing a level each on that one, so we've been taking it in turns. So it's a Quantic Dream game. It's a few years old now, to be fair.
Had Ellen Page in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah, and Willem Dafoe.
Is it my wife bought me that on the PS3 and I never completed it? So technically it is still on my pile. And I've got the PS4 version because it was a PS Plus, wasn't it?
It's all right. We're definitely on the last knockings of it now. I would say just I don't know for sure, but just because the way it's gone, I'd say we are. It's okay. It's not as good as the Android one. I can't think what that's called. Somebody will remind me in a minute. I'm sure.
Detroit Being Human.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's not. I played through that. It's not as good as that. It's a bit. So you play Ellen Page, and they get her to do very varied things, but it's just too varied. So one minute you're at a party, like a teenager's party. The next you're in a war zone, fighting commandos and that kind of thing. Then you close in a bloody interdimensional rift.
There was like hints of that game in Stranger Things. I think I remember thinking that sort of the character of Eleven was very similar to her character.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
yeah. You've got this kind of this spirit thing that's linked to you that can do things, but only on certain levels. Because other levels you can't, for some reason, you can't access him and that kind of stuff. So you're doing all that, and then the next level you cook in a chicken curry, which is one of the things that you can do. It's just too varied. It's okay, but it's not great.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like... Christ, I wish I could remember it now.
Heavy Rain?
Yeah, Heavy Rain.
I loved Heavy Rain, though.
What's the one?
That's still on my list.
Yeah. Yeah, that game is. I tell you, it's going to be terrible now to play. It hasn't dated well, but I remember playing it when it first came out. I was completely blown away from it, so I've got that happy memory of it.
Well, Heavy Rain, I've not played all the way through, but I know the twist, so I'll never play it.
Because you found it out from somebody else, or
got to that part? It's pointless.
Yeah, because that game's got a great twist. Yeah.
So I asked my daughter, because we've been playing together, I said, Beyond Two Souls, she's given it a 7 out of 10. she says, bad controls, and they give us slight motion sickness. So there we are. The other game I've been playing lots of is Streets of Rage 4 still, which was my gift for last month, which I'm still absolutely loving. It's brilliant.
Is it just
brilliant game?
Is it a score chase now? Is that all it is?
Yeah. So I've completed on normal. I've completed it on hard, which was hard. I'm now playing through on hardest, and I'm on kind of level 7, level 8, something like that. But
does it keep your right on the scoreboard? Has it got a list of your friends who've played it? So is there MLG members who are playing it, and where you could pair your scores?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
The main kind of reason for playing at the minute is the unlockables. So your total score for playing, as you complete a level, that goes up, and you hit certain milestones, and when you hit a milestone, you will unlock a new character. So it might be a character from Streets of Rage 1, 2, or 3, or a different character from within Streets of Rage 4. That's kind of the main motivation for playing it at the moment. Well, I'm really enjoying it, but I think I've reached the limit where it's just become too hard now. It's just kind of beyond my...
You've had to move up to easy, have you?
Yeah. Maybe. It's getting beyond my capability now. But I thought that a couple of levels ago, and then I kept going.
I take it to get the platinum, you've got to complete it on the hardest.
The platinum's fucking ridiculous, because I've had a look at that, because I thought about that. I thought, I'd love to platinum this. You have to do a level without being hit once, which is really difficult.
But you've got to be on the hardest level as well. You can't.
No, but you the hardest isn't the hardest level. It sounds like it's the hardest level, doesn't it? Because it's called the hardest, but it isn't the hardest. The hardest level is actually called Mania, which is ridiculous. And I've looked at the platinum, and I just don't think it's... Well, it obviously is possible, but it's not possible for me. So I'm probably at the stage where...
Know your limits.
I'm going to leave that. Yeah, because it'll just tip over into... Have you guys played...
Class 5.
What? Yeah, but a good Class 5, mate. I'll complete
it. I think that'll be a legit... Class 5, I think.
For once, we're going to have to give him this one. He's actually completed the game.
For once.
Have you guys played... What's the motorcycle game called where you...
Road Rash.
It's like a Trials game. Oh, it's called Trials. Of course it is. It's called Trials. So that game, have you guys played that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that... There's quite a specific point in that where it's fun, and then it gets to the point where it's just really fucking hard. And that kind of... That happens quickly. It's fun. And the next thing you know, it's fucking really hard. So I'm getting to that point in the Streets
Rich, wake up. Rich.
Where it's gone from fun to really fucking rich. It's gone from fun to really hard. So it may be time to stop. Right. Okay. So has everybody done their part of progress? I think we all have, haven't we? Excellent.
You realise I haven't.
I was going to say James hasn't. I was looking at you going, is he going to say
I was just going to sit here and wait which one of you fuckers thought we had.
That's why I asked the question, you bastard.
You're the one who's your hosting. You should fucking know.
I can tell you James's pile of progress is fucking nothing. No further through any other game except he's got another gun on Call of Duty and another card on FIFA. Carry on, James.
James, what you've been playing? You need to talk for at least 3 minutes because I need a pee. So, what you've been playing this month, James?
Bye, Dave. Fucker. What a bell end. Anyway, I played Horizon Zero Dawn. Obviously, completed that last month, but I platinumed it this month.
Nice.
Yay.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Good platinum as well.
And then I played Frozen Wilds and platinumed that part as well.
Oh, double plat.
Well, you don't get platinum for that, do you?
Well, no. So no, I've completed the Frozen. So
yeah.
The last thing I have to get 100% of trophies is to do a playthrough on New Game Plus and a playthrough on Ultra Hard or whatever it's called. And I said to Rich a couple of weeks ago that I was going to do it, because I was at 96% of trophies.
Which is, yeah.
It's that annoying little niggly thing there doing that.
You put such an enormous commitment for the other 4%.
Yes, and I put it on and I played it for half an hour and I went, fucking hell, this is hard. So just the small robots were like one hit.
What armor did you have though? What armor did you have? Do you have the best armor?
Well, it depends what your class.
Well, you know that you can collect, I think it was the last one, it's black, isn't it? And it glows and every time you get hit, it...
Yeah, you've got that one.
Right, okay, yeah.
But they still take off like half of your health. And that's the small ones, that's like the Watchers and the Striders. And I was like, and obviously they're all more aggressive. So when you get close to a herd, they don't just run off this time. They all attack you. And I went, This is something I'm going to
talk about.
Talking
about fucking Horizon Zero Dawn again.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been here, so I'm not repeating myself. So
yeah, but, fine. Carry on.
But this seems to me the one a bit like The Last of Us for me. You're going to have to give this a good 6 months break because that last 4% to me seems as hard as everything you've done up to now.
Yeah, I suppose the only good thing is I don't have to go through and do all the side missions. But what I do have to do, as I found out when I tried to override something, is I would have to go back through all the cauldrons again. And I really don't think I want to do that. I think that's actually what made me turn it off after half hour, 45 minutes.
You know what? I cannot remember, because I did it on New Game Plus, and I can't remember it being overly hard, because I was fully kitted out. And I can't remember doing all the... All I did was just mainlined everything.
But you only have to get through the story. I don't have to go to the cauldrons.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to. But if you want to override... I think one of the pluses for that game was one of the abilities was to override something. And then you could just let that fight battles for you as you ran off.
But because you have that ability, New Game Plus, you don't have to go to the cauldrons to acquire it.
No,
you've already got it.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. I was on ultra hard. I hid in the long grass, whistled, called something over, tried to override it. That option wasn't there.
I can't remember. It's such a long time ago, I cannot remember. So
I'm going to put that on.
Hey, what's the difference between New Game Plus and ultra hard?
It's still a New Game Plus. So New Game Plus, basically you start again, but you have everything you ended the game with.
Yeah, this is why I'm confused about why you didn't have the override, but I don't know.
I might have done, but it didn't look like I did. So obviously you get the option to press triangle to override something or R1 to silent strike. So I assume that because I haven't got to the point where I can, as in I don't have the spear attachment, because you don't get that till later on in the game.
Yeah, in the story part of it. Yeah, of course, yeah.
So I assume I have to pick that up, and then maybe I will have. So I don't know. I'm going to leave it.
Anyway, I think you need to give that some space,
yeah.
Man.
I started the Call of Duty. I've played probably 7 or 8 hours of the Call of Duty storyline.
We've got an hour left.
So, and then I haven't played it since. And as always, everything else has been Warzone. Although I did start playing Little Big Planet 3 again with my son.
Oh, okay. How's that
Planet
been?
3 is?
Hmm?
And how's that been?
Well, he's really enjoyed it. So I've just enjoyed it because it's nice to share a game with him more than anything. But yeah, that's been about it, really. As I said earlier in the podcast, I've hovered over Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. I've hovered over The Last of Us. I've hovered over The Witcher, and I'm like, no.
I felt exactly the same with Outer Worlds. I was like, I wanted to do this game, and I don't want to do this game, so I just put it on. Just give it an hour. That's the way I think you get into it. Because I will go through Outer Worlds. I was a bit down on it, but I do want to complete it. So I think just it's one of those things. Just boot it up for an hour, start it, and see where it goes.
Yeah, I think I might have to. And then, yeah, everything else has been Warzone.
A bit like going to the gym. Just get in there,
see what
start
happens.
It, and see what happens.
Yeah.
He says, "Well,
so yeah, that's my pile progress."
Thank you, James. Excellent. I think to be honest, mate, you play Little Big Planet 3 with your kid. I've been playing Beyond Two Souls with my daughter. Stuff like that, I think, is really nice because I think, regardless of what we think of it, and the game might be a bit boring or whatever, you have to take into consideration that in years to come, your kid might be grown up and saying, "Oh, I remember I used to play Little Big Planet 3 with my dad," or, you know, I just think it's kind of nice.
Well, yeah, and it's not just that. It's the ability to, when he is 13, 14, 15, 16, he might be interested in the games as he goes older. He might be interested in the games that I like, and we can, you know, play online together or sit down and play, you know, and everything like that, and just play together. Things like Destiny, for example.
FIFA. Don't do it to him. Don't do it to him. Don't curse
him. He's played FIFA with me a few times.
Yeah, but don't curse him with getting into FIFA.
Yeah, it's just nice to spend that time with him.
It's like a smack addict saying, do you know what I mean? It'd be great when my son finally has his first injection of FIFA.
And to be fair, my daughter really likes playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, when I say she likes playing it, she likes running around, picking things up, and then as soon as there's a robot, she goes, oh, and gives me the controller. So
good dad.
Nice one, James. Right, excellent. So let's move on to the next section. Before we talk about that, I just want to... I'm just going to give you a few titles of movies, and I want you to do two things. One, guess which genre the movies are from, and two, then tell me what do you think these particular movies have got in common.
Are you going to ask us individually, or are you?
I'm just going to list. I'm going to list a few, and then you can just kind of jump in and see what you can come up with. Movie one. Tits of Wonder. Sorry, I'm going to try and say this out loud. Tits of Wonderful Life.
What?
Tits of Wonderful Life.
Sorry, when do you want us to comment on this?
In a minute, not yet. Let me read a few off first.
Tits of Wonderful Life.
So movie one was called Tits of Wonderful Life. Movie two, Ars Ventura, Crack Detective. The Da Vinci Load, Evil Head, Dawson's Crack, Honey, I Blew
what?
Everybody.
What? Hang on, what?
Honey, I blew the kids.
Honey, I blew everybody.
I might have to edit that one.
I never said that. I never said Honey, I Blew the Kids.
That's what everyone thought, though.
Game of Bones. Drill Bill. And my Inspector Gadget. And my personal favourite, Schindler's Fist.
Oh, fucking hell.
So what genre of films do we think they're from?
Well, they obviously sound like porn films, but they're obviously not going to be porn films.
Excellent, porn films. And what have they got in common?
They've got comedy titles, because you've replaced the real
you've
film.
You've seen them all.
People came up with the title of them before they thought about the actual content.
Ah.
Oh my god.
So
is
next,
this is just convoluted.
Jesus.
So next up is David's Challenge.
David's Challenge.
Right, who wants to talk about this month then? It's happened, it's a thing. I'm happy to talk about it. Rich, it was your challenge. Do you want to talk about it?
Absolutely, he does.
So this month was my favourite game from the 90s. I'm really, really good at racing games, and I play very, very few racing games because I don't have a steering wheel, as we've discussed. So this month's, if you haven't seen the stream, was that we would get together and do a multi-track 6-lap race, I think 8 tracks, 6-lap race, where Dave and I would go head to head, but the wonderful community members would join us. And of course, Dwayne didn't have Wipeout.
You're joking.
Yes.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Not only Amazing. Did Dwayne not have Wipeout, but James wiped out.
Hey, nice.
Yes. Family issues, so I couldn't.
So family got in the way. So it was me and Dave and Stu.
And come on, who are they? Can you remember?
It was the Northeast champion of bloody Wipeout was on.
Well, Tumshi, of course, my nemesis, my Wipeout nemesis. Jacko joined us.
Adamski.
Well, he did, but then he had to bail.
He didn't have the game installed.
Oh, so he tried to install the game.
Mr. Southall. And? Yeah.
Go on.
No, it wasn't.
Dan? No, of course it wasn't.
No.
I'm so sorry about this.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it was Dan. Dan from where was he from? Dan. It was Dan that none of us had met, but he got stuck into it. Fair play to him. And he was Dan from...
I'm loving this.
Stu, are you looking... Sorry, are you looking this up then?
For fuck's sake.
You look like you're actually trying to save us here.
Me?
No. He's just watching us squirm and loving it.
Daniel Payne. Payne.
Of course it was. Yeah, I knew it was Dan. Dan.
Apologies for
sorry,
that. Dan.
Sorry, Dan. No. That was
I was trying to remember Dan's bloody gamer tag. It's Dan.
Kettering Dan.
Of course it was. Yeah.
So,
of course, it was.
Hopefully, because we've now mentioned your name lots of times, you now can forgive us for the complete balls that we've just done.
Come and play with us again, Dan. We apologise. So come and play with us again.
Dan. Of course I knew. Anyway, I knew it was Dan. Anyway, so we all played the races. And to be fair, Dave, I watched it back, and this was one of your best performances. You were shit up, mate, to be perfectly honest. It was so close. Did you watch it back?
No, but I do feel that I gave a good account of myself.
I'm not taking the piss, everything like that. You were toe-to-toe with me. And this is by far the game I'm best at. Yeah? Of all the games I play, which I'm shit at, this is the game I am best at. So if I didn't beat you, but you actually went toe-to-toe with me on up until the fourth race, but I thought I was going to absolutely crucify you. But you had me worried, honestly.
Did you get the wobbles on?
Up until... I did get sweaty. I think if you watch it back up to the fourth race, I know that like the last couple of races, it was a bit arbitrary.
I won race where I just fucked up and I kind of lost. I was a couple of points behind and that went out to about 5 points or something.
There was two moments in that race. One, Stuart helped you by... by fucking me up.
Not intentionally helping him,
but then you helped me by completely ruining getting second place, which allowed me an extra two points on Dave. So you were in second and I was in third, which meant Dave wouldn't have been so far behind. And I think Dave, you got done by Tumpshi at a particular point, which
he did drop. Yeah. Oh, guys, shall I tell you? By the way, I'm the wipeout champion of. Sorry, what?
So we had the wipeout champion of the Northwest, 1998. he was. That's Tom.
I am. How Dave was peed off at the golf game. Which we won't talk about because he goes all upset and a bit weird. I thought I was way better than Wipeout than I was. And I think near the end of the races, I started getting my flow.
Getting the iron.
At the start, it was all...
It was too late, mate.
This is how bad I was. Sorry, Jacko, but, you know, you don't play this game and you were pretty bad and you were even catching me up and I thought, crap, Jacko doesn't even play this game. And I play this game. And I'm being beaten by Jacko. And he was a good game player, obviously. But, come on, he doesn't play this game. I play this game.
Well, he's Dwayne's destiny idol, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was ace. That was so funny.
So I thought this was a bloody good challenge. And with this. And James, I'd love to do it again. I think we should do it. Yes. I think we should just have a community night again.
I missed it.
Bring more people in. It is a good race. It's not a great stream because everyone goes very silent for a long
concentration.
Time.
Yeah.
But really, the focus on the stream is you and Dave. That's the because we do this again, we won't be streaming it, but all we will just be perspective of one person. But that one had you two on the screen. So, and that's all
you were very exhibiting your technical prowess there, Mr. Whitehouse, I would say.
No, because the streams were really, it was like somebody jizzed all over the screen anyway. Oh, of the way I was putting
no,
the
I think
so.
If you watch, I think if you do watch that back, I think that's a great stream. I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, no, it looks good. It does make our voices sound like we're talking over World War II bomber masks. Yes, coming in, Dave. But I think that adds to it, right?
Yeah. It was ice. I enjoyed that. That was a great night. And I definitely had sweaty palms as well. It was one of those. It was a bit like, what was that first challenge we did? Was it Disc Jam? That was a...
Disc Jam was sweaty.
It had that vibe to it, which was good.
Yeah, so that was a great challenge. I don't know where that leaves us on the table of Dave. We've not really bothered with that anymore. This is just taking it on. But I think we'll as it's 6 months down, we'll sort of do a recalculation on it all and see on the bullshit table and the actual real table.
We'll rig it anyway, even if Dave does win, he won't win.
Well, the most important thing was the outcome that, again, so for the fifth time in a row, Dave lost.
I'm just upset you just lost. I'm upset, James, that you weren't on, to be honest, because I had four people under me and I could have had five. That's the upsetting thing.
I think Dave would take you to town on this. Dave is good at this.
Well, you
game.
Say that, but we had a little race the before, didn't we, Dave?
That was a warm up race, and was it
two or three races and I beat you in each one? One of them was by 3.5 or 4 seconds, so...
James, do you think you can beat me at this game?
With a bit of practice, yes.
Do you think?
Yes.
Has anybody ever seen the film Ip Man?
Ip Man?
With Donnie Yen. It's a martial arts film. Very good, actually.
No.
James could be in a similar film called If Man. Because it's always if I blade.
Well, we're going to do it again. No.
You know, if Dave,
fuck you. We're going to be doing
James
this
Jarwood
again.
James is if man. Okay.
Aren't we? We just said we'll do it again. And then the proof will be in the pudding. And I will quite happily sit here and go,
if I was playing,
you know,
I'd fucking beat you.
I'm clearly not as good as I thought
it
was going to be.
If I played a few more games of Pure Paul, I'd have fucking spotted more wars than you.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, that just shows you that I could, with a bit more practice, not as much practice as you've had.
If I had more practice,
You know,
but James, are you saying that you think you can challenge Dave, and do you think you can challenge me? Do you think this is worth a little rerun this month?
Yep.
1 hour, eight things, and you get involved.
Yeah. Will I win? Maybe not, but I think I would give you more of a game than you think I would.
Okay, there you go.
Let's rerun it.
Dan,
well remembered.
Not Southall, he was terrible. Tumshee.
Fuck Tumshee. Tumshee was super, and not, get rid of him. Fuck him off
and
straight
Jacko,
away.
And Jacko was awful, so we won't invite him back. But
get Jacko back, get Southall back.
Adamski, though, might have the game installed.
And Adamski did have the game installed. So I'm quite happy if we do a, not to overrun your Davis challenge this month, but if we do a total rerun, I'm quite happy for us to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is the challenge this month?
Everyone up for it?
Yeah.
But what is the challenge this month, Dave? It's your home match.
Guys.
I reckon it's going to be Rasogan.
Everyone's doomed.
Rasogan.
Come on, Dave.
I need a win. I need a win because James is right.
If man is right,
I need a win. It is Rasogan or Rasogan as it's
called. So how are you going to do that? Is it just a score chase or
right? Well, two of you have got this game. Rich has got this game, and Stu, you've got this game.
I have this game, yes.
So
can't take me on again.
No, to make things interesting, because I don't want it to turn into Dave versus Rich, although it would be like an easy win.
Well, history's not on your side, Dave. Every challenge you've had with Rich, you've lost.
And Stu has got this game, and he's got some form on the shooters, to be fair, because he likes a bit of...
Oh, you have to practice this game, though.
He likes a bit of Sky Force, to Stu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rezo gun? Like the bullet hell shooters. So, me versus Stu, Rezo gun. Straight score chase. Whoever's got the highest score...
Okay, so like, is it you though? Where we're going with a standard ship, or have you got the advanced ship? So you get more points multiplier, and I've got no multiplier.
It's all aesthetic. There are three classes of ship that have different firing modes, but there is no leveling up within the game.
Okay.
So
Can I just make a suggestion that you practice, and then go for a and then you go for a streamed hour where you log within that hour the highest score.
Okay, we could do that.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's probably fairer.
Yep.
Yeah, that's more insane, and it's... No, that's fine. I was just going to say, but we might get into a pure pool situation where you just play it all fucking month.
Practice as much as you like, but set a date and say, right, we will stream it, you start the game, you play as many games as you want, within that hour, then you log the highest score.
Okay.
A bit like a qualifying run in F1.
Excellent idea.
I like that, Rich. That's good.
That works.
Yeah. So that is it. Score shade on Resogun for this month.
We'll do a 1 hour live stream, and whoever's got the more points at the end.
Yeah. Anybody within the community that has also got this game that wants to join in.
Yeah.
Then
they can take my place.
Please come and have a go, and we'll see who can get the best.
If you think you're hard enough.
Because I think I've got this, because.
Yeah,
I do like this game. I've played a lot of this, and I'm feeling confident.
Cool.
And I need a win. Like I said, boys, I need a win. So that's
easy wins.
This is the one.
Oh mate, we'll see. We'll see. You know, with Dave though, he's all this, and I'm doing
No.
Brilliant. Dave,
for the listeners, it's all hand motions.
You'll do. Dave's not actually as horrendous at games as I thought he was, but
opinions are changing. Here we go.
What you do have a problem with is pressure.
It's everything else. Oh, pressure! Yes,
pressure gets to you.
Mate, yeah, you're right. I cannot handle pressure.
Gets to you
you're
massively.
Bob on, mate. You're bob on.
In the last two or three, pressure. the pressure's told.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's it. Right.
Okay.
So next section.
Yeah, well, actually, we've got a new feature for this month.
Woohoo!
This feature is called How Much of a Cheating Bastard is Stu?
Now, I will put a jingle together for this.
Yeah,
just
please.
For this one. There you go.
Something along the lines of cheating bastard or something like that, mate. So, just
cheating bastard.
Cheating bastard. Something like along those lines.
Is this a court? Have I got a defense? Is there a prosecution?
Well, you explain to us, Stu, exactly what's happening.
Tell me, because you seem to have all the facts there, David.
Well, you bought games.
I haven't.
You bought a game. You've been playing a game.
Okay.
You come up with some bullshit excuse about for yourself or whatever.
Right, hang on. First of all, we're referring to the Wii game. Should we tackle that one first? Which I believe.
Oh, that one first. So it's been multiple games. Okay, fine.
Apparently, right.
Multiple times on the PSN.
Right, yeah, you're on there as well.
Let's go with the Wii thing first. I believe I posted a message on our message group, our personal one, saying I was about to do this, where you, Dave, just went out and bought stuff and then built it up in the conversation in the podcast. But anyway,
I was making
sure that you guys knew what I was doing. Now, what it was, I have Disney Infinity 1, which my son plays on the PlayStation 3. We've now set up the Wii downstairs, and we play lots of Mario Kart, it's great and all that. And I thought, oh, they've got Disney Infinity 1. It is the same game. but just on a different platform. It's the same.
So it's a new game?
No, it's the same game, but on a different platform. Actually, to be fair,
it's a different game.
It's so bad compared to the PlayStation 3 version. It's awful. But it's the same game. It's the same mechanics.
So that makes it okay then?
No. I don't know what you mean, Max.
You're allowed to buy shit games.
Okay, this could be a grey area, but I did actually post it to our group first. And none of you lot said, you can't do that. So
I thought you'd posted saying you had done it.
No, I thought I said I'm about to do this. Maybe. Maybe I've
Dwayne is like the Keir Starmer to your Boris Johnson shoe. he's cutting through the shit, mate.
It's a game though, which I've played before. It's not a new game. It's certainly not a new game. And also, I'm playing it with my 5-year-old child.
Did you own it previously?
Right, hang on. Should we rewind the conversation, what we had earlier on? We're going, you know what, James? It is good that you're playing Little Big Planet with your kid because you get that bonding time, don't you? Yes, you do get that bonding time, don't you?
But you already have that game.
You little shit. I get my bonding time with my child.
Morally, they're absolutely fine.
I've done nothing wrong, but I don't think. I think on the grey area, buy a game, of course, but it's not.
I
bought a new game, and it's a game I already own, technically. It's just on a different platform.
Whenever anybody says the word technically, you know it's a load of bullshit.
Well, tomorrow, the only way to settle this, apparently tomorrow, we will ask the question, can I buy a game?
To play with my 5-year-old child.
No, you're making it emotional. Makes no difference.
Can I buy a game?
You don't know the context.
I already own.
Well, the answer's going to be saying.
We don't live in a world of context. We don't live in a world of context. We live in a world of black and white.
Hang on.
You are cancelled. Or you're woke.
Maybe you're right then. That might work in my favour because one of the Year of Shame rules is you can replace a game as long as it's the same edition.
It's on a different platform.
I'm playing it on the Wii with my child. My phone is on the
Wii. It's a different platform.
You could be playing it on the Xbox with your...
I really don't care.
Auntie Ethel, she's on her last legs. She's going to die in 3 days. She wants one last thing. It don't matter, mate. You fucking cheated.
I didn't cheat. Not like you, Dave. Oh, I'm going to just buy this gambling app and spend all my money. Oh.
He is the Dominic Cummings of...
can we just clarify that rule?
Please,
Dwayne. If the disc copy of a game is damaged... It can be replaced, bought or borrowed, but only with the same version, or it'll be classed as a Joker, i.e. standard for standard edition.
Yeah, that's been same version. Standard for standard, enhanced for enhanced, whatever.
But was your PS3 version broken?
Yeah, it was.
Why couldn't you have played this game on the
PS3? Why didn't you buy it on the PS3?
Because we've got the Wii downstairs now, and... Also, I want to get him off my gaming table because he's on there constantly. So other thought, oh no, I'll set it over there.
Oh shit, I know.
How many reasons you give? You've broken the rules. Admit it.
I haven't broken the rules. I don't think I have broken the rules because I'm going to go back to the previous conversation that Dave and James were having about bonding with their children.
But I already own...
No, that's a load of bollocks.
This is like the Dominic Cummings interview.
One thing I'd like to say. I already, before this year, I already owned Little Big Planet 3.
Yeah.
I already owned Beyond Two Souls. You didn't own it on the Wii.
Yeah, but like Dave plays, he gets his daughter to play his games for him. He doesn't even play it.
That's an absolute nonsense argument.
I don't think there's any argument that Dave has cheated.
As long as we're on the same page, Dave has cheated.
Yes, there's no argument that Dave's cheated.
I wouldn't say I've cheated. Maybe I've gone in a bit of grey area and I thought I could do that because to spend for my son, I'm not playing this game. It's not my game. I will play it with him. Actually, I won't be playing the Wii version because it's
therefore cheating.
You know what?
No. Yeah.
I agree with Rich. Dominic Cummings.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It is, isn't it? It is.
Hang on, explain that then.
Hey. You're in the Rose Castle. Garden.
This is Bernard Castle all over again.
Oh, I did say no politics, didn't I?
You're creating politics. Oh. You have spent money on a game you already owned.
So if this
and
is
now justifying okay, so it because if... you're because your child, you were scared for your child's mental health. And had to then drive to Bernard Castle.
I wanted him off my table. And then this bit now, and this bit is definitely not cheating, which you're trying to accuse me of. That one, the wee one, I'm going to take that one because, yes, you're right. Looking at it, yeah, there's no way.
So you cheated?
Okay, yes. If that's
What's the other game you're about to bring up that you cheated on as well?
I was on the PSN store downloading stuff to my PS3.
Shame.
Were you testing your eyesight?
No.
He couldn't quite see the PS3 because he wondered if it would be better resolution on the Wii. So
I'll try it on that. See, if I can see it on that, I know my eyesight's fine.
God, I wish I was so much better than arguing back. The PS3. Now, the PS3 is now under the TV where my son now plays the game where the Wii is as well. He doesn't play Disney Infinity on the Wii. You know, he does.
That's irrelevant.
No, that's irrelevant
to your cheating.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not having this one because this one is... There's nothing being bought new for the PlayStation 3. There's no new purchase for the PlayStation 3. It's all the stuff I already own on the PlayStation 3. That PlayStation 3 was cleaned out.
Just re-bought on the Wii.
Yeah, it was just on the Wii, yeah. So I said I'd take that one, but I'm not having the PS... I was in the PS store. Oh, I've been downloading other games. Well, of course I haven't. Been on the fucking PS3 store, what would I be buying? Anyway, so it's irrelevant.
We've established that you've cheated. We're just trying to work out how many times you've cheated.
Well, no, I haven't cheated. That was an oversight then on the Wii. I haven't cheated.
That is
an oversight. All right, Dom. Sorry.
I think the fairest way is...
Just remember, you fuckers, who edit this, and I will edit this to suit me, all right? So fuck you, lot.
Oh, my God. This is like the Conservative government all in one place.
That's what it is. Spin.
Bloody Boris Johnson. Dwayne, why are you not going mental at him?
Loves a bit of bluster.
This is the Tory government all over, isn't it?
I'm just completely flabbergasted. Absolutely flabbergasted. I think community poll is the way to kind of settle this one.
Yeah, so we'll have a two-way poll. Is she a cheating fuck? Yes or no will be the options.
And what would be the punishment?
One rule for one.
Because he edits it and all the rest of it. That's what it is, isn't it? He does what he wants.
Okay, Dave, like, you can edit today. You can edit this podcast. We'll send all the files to you.
We need to have a protest. Everyone start coughing all the way through. Just keep talk over each
we're,
other.
We're going to get Dave to edit this podcast this month.
I can't even record my own audio.
I'm Dominic Cummings and I cheat. So Dave can edit this podcast.
So remember everybody,
send the files to Dave, not me. Because I will delete them.
Oh my God, we're doomed.
This is season doomed.
Six. This is season six level shit.
No. He's So anyway, what would be my punishment if I'm found guilty by the populace? I'm already guilty
pegging.
By you four.
Oh, pegging.
Pegging.
Dave
no,
pegs you.
That's just silly. You can't, because you'd have to be 2 meters away. You'd have to have a very long peg.
I'm definitely not Dave then.
So what? No, serious. What is the punishment?
Dwayne, what is that character from Star Wars that has the, in the first one, that has the sort of large fleshy bits that comes out the back of his head.
Jar Jar
like
Binks.
Dave has got at the moment.
Are you talking about episode four? You're talking about Jabba the Hutt's assistant, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bib Fortuna.
There you go. I thought I'd calm it down by mentioning Star Wars.
It's calm. Right. The Wii one. Yeah. Okay.
This will be Stuart's challenge. This will be Stuart's punishment. He will have to watch all of the Star Wars prequels. Look at his face.
He's Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
then Lord of the Rings.
Then Lord of the Rings.
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
From beginning to end.
Yeah.
And then the Hobbit trilogy.
Extended versions,
including
not
the Hobbits. Including the Hobbit ones.
No, James, screw you. No. I didn't do a murder. No murder.
Judge
was
to be
place.
Guilty. You will watch all of the Lord of the Rings.
Extended.
And the
Hobbit. And that includes the Hobbit.
No, it doesn't. No.
If found guilty.
Yeah, but found guilty by you four. Oh, by the poll.
If by the poll, we will ask it. We will construct the question, and we'll all agree.
I think the question is quite simple. I owned said game on the PS3. I have purchased it on the Wii. Have I cheated?
Just so you know, I own it on one platform and I've bought exactly the same game on another platform.
Yep,
don't
yep,
say,
yep.
'Cause obviously, yeah.
Oh, you know. Yeah, right. I already owned said game on the PS3. I decided I would go and purchase it on the Wii.
Okay, that's the Wii one. Now, let's now tattle the PS Store.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I actually agree. I'm with Stuart.
What, on the PS3 store?
The PS3 store. I'm happy. I'm happy with that.
Absolutely.
I think that's
if you've
legit.
Already owned it and you're just downloading it.
That's fine. No charge. No charge. No charge. On.
You are free to go.
But I do like getting busted. It is ace.
Basically, he's only cheated once this month. Is that what we're saying?
It's hard. I don't think I've cheated, but yes, okay. That is
I
one slip-up thing I've done.
You have inadvertently broken the rules.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I won't do it again. Not like you, Dave.
You must have known when you were putting a credit card in another.
You know what?
And
this is
this was dodgy.
No, I'm being absolutely genuine. It's only when I did it and I posted it on our message group, going, "Shit, I've just bought a game which I already own on another platform, which is the same." But I think the grey area one, and that's when I realised.
Do you feel any remorse?
Yeah. Well. No, not really.
Then you're definitely Dominic Cummings then, because it's exactly what he was saying.
No, fuck's sake. That's
do you feel guilty
buying a computer game to being Dominic Cummings?
Do you?
I mean,
no.
Change your name in the group now. Must change to Dominic Cummings. Change
big,
it on Facebook now. It is Big Dom C.
Oh,
do you feel guilty that the rest of the nation, as in the four of us, have not been able to do
plus
something that you've
people.
Just done.
But Dave does it all the time.
Do you feel guilty that
all
myself
the year
and
of
Dwayne
Seamus throughout the years, 8 years of Year of Seamus?
Yeah. Do you feel guilty for the nation of Year of Seamus?
He's supposed to be in charge, and he's just flouting it like
he's in charge.
Unbelievable.
I'm not in charge.
Well, you do the editing, right? You're technically in charge.
No, you're doing the editing this month.
You'll just do what you
and
want.
If he edits this bit out, I've got a recording on
but
Zoom
if Dave edits this bit, I'm not editing this month, by the way. Dave is.
Oh, it's going to be a shit show.
It won't be a shit show. There just won't be one.
They'll be just slapped together.
If there's one thing that describes this whole debacle, it's a shit show.
You'll probably just... like tape
so
us end to end
it,
rather
really.
Than side
my
by
eyesight,
side.
I wasn't testing my eyesight. I wasn't testing my ears. I wasn't testing my dancing feet. I bought a game for my 5-year-old who plays.
Mate, listen, Stu, listen. When you're 10 minutes into Return of the King, you'll be feeling remorse. I'm telling you.
Hey, won't even no Return of the King. 10 minutes. Ten
he's
minutes.
He's
got
one.
10 minutes of the fellowship.
Day.
The fellowship.
One day.
Mate, I wish I lived in a household where that would happen. That will not happen in this house. I'm sorry. It's going to be worse. It's going to be stretched over effing.
No. I'm going to organise this. You are going round to my sister's house because she lives reasonably close to you. You're going to my sister's house and she's got all of the extended versions and she's going to make you watch them. Do you know, have you ever seen The Clockwork Orange where he's got the eyes prized?
Versions.
Yes. He's got his eyes prized open. That's going to be you. You're going to be strapped into
it's
a chair.
It's already 17 hours long as it is. Is it longer than 17? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's double. Easily double.
Dwayne, can I ask you a serious question, though?
Yeah.
What's your sister like?
I knew that was coming.
If you want to say that I've got around there for 9 hours to watch Lord of the Rings, mate, I'm up for it.
My sister is actually very, very cool. She's just like me. She's all like,
"Oh, forget it then." Forget it.
She'll make sure you've got lots of cups of tea. Don't you worry. She's cool as my sister.
Thankfully, she doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, she has done.
Yeah, but don't let her listen to this one.
Not this one. Not this one, Dwayne. Not this one.
I don't care. I've not said anything incriminating.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. So, right, I think we're all agreed that I just want to thank the community for your questions that you've submitted this month. We're not going to answer them.
Yep. Thank you very much. We're not going to do them.
We've had this discussion beforehand. What we've agreed is that because we've done a couple of question specials, and during the question specials outside of the main podcast, we've devoted more time to answering your questions.
And rightly so. I think they deserve that time.
Yeah, if they've bothered to take the time to do it, then we owe it to them to give our time to properly answer.
We are at like 2 hours, 2 hours, 5 minutes now, and if we kind of try to, we'll just like rush through them just to get them done quickly. So I don't think they deserve that, so we need to do it properly.
Quite right. We're not going to shoehorn them in at the end. We're going to do another question special, which will be our third question special, I think.
Yeah.
Which Dwayne loves the question
specials. I love the question specials. I think they're awesome fun.
We all do.
Yeah, and we also had an audio submission, which I'm very excited about again. So,
Richard's wife is very excited about this one as well, apparently.
Frank Skinner.
so yes, we're gonna not answer any questions tonight, I'm afraid, but we are gonna devote an entire episode to the next batch of questions. So I just want to say thank you to the community for putting the questions into us, and I just kind of want to thank you guys for some other stuff as well. So you're playing Wipeout with us, you're
definitely
generally getting involved. So we're halfway through, so it seems like an appropriate time to say thanks to everybody that's getting involved for just kind of liking stuff on the Facebook page,
for listening
and for playing through some stuff with us. So yeah, thanks guys, we really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And it justifies having to fucking talk to these pricks once a month. So thank you for that.
We love you, Dave.
I did used to like him, and then I've gone off him now, so yeah. Is that it?
Right. Well, I think it probably is now, isn't it?
Well,
because we're doing questions on the question special.
Housekeeping?
Have I forgotten anything?
It's just that. Just the housekeeping.
Stu's housekeeping. Take it away, Stu.
Right. So, as we echo everything what Dave has just said, the community, basically, this is why we've all got together, because of the community. So, and all the questions, really sorry about this month, but it was, you know, but as I say, time goes on and we want to devote more time to your questions. So, we'll do a question special, probably maybe a week or a week and a half after the main podcast or whatever. So, but the housekeeping is, you know, you can find us on Facebook. That's where you probably all interact with us anyway. We have a Twitter account, but we don't talk about it. But we do a lot of YouTubing. Well, I wouldn't say we're YouTubers at all, but we got a lot of content on YouTube, and especially the Dave is challenged. And so you can watch the Wipeout challenge and the debacle, which was the golfing challenge, Dave. Eh? That was good.
Move on.
And we also got Disc Jam and that. But any playthrough is what we want to do. Now, to be fair, we don't really play through the whole game. What we might do is probably... I think what we started doing is we'll start the game, probably play a couple of hours, and then that'll be the stream of it, just so we get a lot of feel for it. But, you know, please check on that. We got 49 subscribers now, so we must be doing something right somewhere. So, but also on the YouTube channel, you can also find all the podcasts as well from the previous episodes of Year of Shame and ours as well. So it's all on there. And email. Please send me questions. I love them when they come through email. And it's simple. It's yearofshame@gmail.com. That's it, really. So does anybody else have any other business?
Nope.
No, you cheating bastard.
Cheese bats and shoes finished his road.
Can I just say, not commented on two things. James has a camera now, so we can see his lovely face.
That's nice.
And Rich this evening is rocking a very, very cool Goonies t-shirt. I have to say, I really do approve of that. There we go. Very nice.
There you go.
That's my AOB.
From Primark.
Oh, that's awesome. I got Empire Strikes Back AT-AT's t-shirt from our equivalent, which is called Kmart, for like, it was like £4 equivalent. I was like,
how many Star Wars tops do you own?
Way too many.
All of them.
If I see one, I'll buy it.
And I'd also like to point out that our June of the Month cheat is also wearing his MLG Year of Shame t-shirt. Stu is representing.
He's representing.
He is.
Representing this. And if we all get together,
he should have the word shame underlined on that, the cheating bastard. Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, that's for debate. I'm sure the community will like, see sense and, yeah.
Vote with us, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so.
If only to put you through the pain of watching Lord of the Rings.
No, God, no. Please, no. Please.
Okay. We'll wrap it up there then, guys. I think so. Thank you very much. I hope you did listen to this. We've had lots of fun recording it. And,
Have we?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, it's been
So we'll catch up with you guys again soon. Say goodbye, everybody.
What was that? That was my wife.
Sneaking into the
corner.
That
was my wife just coming down the stairs.
I just thought it was a...
Dwayne, the way to say that is, who was she?
Yes.
Yes.
I just saw something like behind him just vanish quickly. I'm like, is that like a ghost or something? It's like really weird. Anyway.
Thank you for pissing off my wife at 9:45 at night. Dwayne.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
And I'm so very far away, she can do nothing about it.
Does Dave look like he's got really big bunches?
Yeah, it does.
That's nice.
Looks like one of the squids from Splatoon, actually.
For anyone listening, Dave's new gaming chair makes him look like he's got bunches.
You've got what you need. I'm sitting up now because, okay, yeah.
Okay.